Now, for the Gemara, the Kasha, why? The Mishnah Chura says just. For the Gemara, why? Vamin Michael Nadar. Poshi learned the Mishnah, he only made a nether not to have enjoyment from his food. So, Chura, what does a sifta have to do with food? Summer of Shum Ben Lakish. Biyomer, the person said like this in our Mishnah. Biyomer Hanos Malchil Cholai. That Hanor from your food, that's what's also to me. So, Fatih Gemara again, so what? Even if he said he can't have any enjoyment from the food, so not only eating the food, but enjoyment from the food, you know what that maybe means? Amen, let's say like this. What he meant to say is, Shelo Yilas Chitim, he's not allowed to like chew up wheat. If you have a wound on your hand or something, so you want to soothe or medicine for the wound, is to chew the wheat, and the wet wheat put on your hands. So maybe that's what we meant to say. He made a neder that he can't have any enjoyment of food from his friend, but it means enjoyment from food. True, not only eating it, but even other type of enjoyment, like here, you're taking the wheat to cure you, to put on your wound. But maybe to borrow an oven or a millstone, maybe that's mutter. What does this have to do with his neder? So Gemara says, Rava says like this, our Mishnah is talking about a case like this. V'yoyim, we're talking about where you said, Hanoas Hamevil de Malchil Cholai. He spoke out, really, the Mishnah means like this. The person made a neder and spoke out, I'm making an Isser, that I can't have any enjoyment from you, anything that brings Lidei Malchil. Anything that will bring me to food to be able to eat. So therefore, I can't borrow from you a millstone, or a sifter, or a sifter, or an oven, because all these things bring about food. So that's what the Mishnah means. If somebody says such a lashon of a neder, he can't have enjoyment from you, from something that brings the day food, or else if somebody says, Tom, I can't have any enjoyment from you, the only difference is, Teresa Saregol and Kalim, that you can't make food from. Omarov Papa, what about Sak Lahavi Paris? Somebody wants to borrow a sack to bring Paris. Is that also or not? Or else Vichamor Lahavi Yola Paris. Somebody wants to borrow a donkey in order to carry Paris on it. Or else we have Filutzina Bialma. Somebody wants to borrow a basket. What's the locha? Are these things, Hanoa Mevilo de Michael, who? Are these things called, Noah that brings the Michael or not? No, forget it. He's not saying just question. He's saying that that's the locha. Rav is saying, this is a statement. Like, Rav Papa, I mean, this is a statement. That sack lovey peris, if somebody wants to take a sack, borrow a sack from your friends, in order to carry fruit, or else you want to borrow his donkey to carry fruits on it, or else even it's time to borrow a basket, these are all also. Because these are what called? These are called Hanor Mevil de Michael. It's called Hanor enjoyment that you're having that brings you to have food. Like, now that you can carry the food home, you can enjoy the food. So that is bechlal your neder that you can't borrow these things from that person. But boy, Papa asks a question like this. What's going to be sus lirchavolov? You want to borrow a horse from your friend to ride on. So chura, this has nothing to do, no enjoyment, that will bring a day achila of food. Or else for tabas lirazbo, you want to borrow his ring in order to look nice. Christ, you have to go to a chasna, you want to wear a ring. So you want to borrow his ring in order to show off that you have a ring. Mahu, or else Mitzvakum Ezel Biar Yamai. His Ladastam walks through your fields. Is that mutter or not? He wants to take a shortcut and go through your fields. Is that mutter or not? Are these things made with the Yachilu or not? So Ran says, the Mi Armina, do we say, Nida Krova Samaychel Elov, Mikri Hano, maybe to bring the food closer to you, that's called Hano. That brings the Michael. Avul Hochel Akrav Atzmol Michael. But here what you want to do is you want to bring yourself closer to the food. Like you want to take the horse to ride on it to go to a chasana, to go to his house to eat like. So you're using the horse now in order to be able to go someplace to eat. Is that mutter or asa? The same thing, Liras Bosuk, the Shiru Kotem Choshev, Kshirikam Asus, Tetabasiyoda, Vishril Zay Yitnu Lemoniyofa. Same thing, you want to wear a ring in order to show that you're an important person. And when you go to the fair, they'll give you a good portion. So it's not his affair. But wherever you're going, though, it's because of his things now that maybe you'll get food. Because of his horse, you're going to be able to go to the chasna. So you're going to be able to eat there. So maybe you're not allowed to borrow his horse now, because by borrowing his horse, he's giving you enjoyment that's going to bring you closer to the food. That's also called enjoyment that brings you to eating. Or else if you borrow his ring and now you look like a millionaire, when you go to the chassid, they'll put you on the dais and give you the best slice number one they'll give you. So it's called you having enjoyment because of his ring. Is that also or not? Or else the other time we study is another one says, Ki agav negrama bi'almu. It's not really called enjoyment from him. His horse, all you're doing with is riding on it. The actual food is not his horse. That's he's going to get off the horse and go to the chasana. So it's only called the grama, maybe it's mutter. So that's what Papa Shaila. In such a case, we made the neder not to have enjoyment of anything that will bring you, kedei teet, to borrow his horse, to take you to the affair, is that mutter or not? Or else, mesik mesri are same thing, you want to have a shortcut to go through his property to get to the chasana faster. So you're taking his land as a shortcut to be able to eat. Is that called an ahanor that brings you the eating or not? So Toshima, come and bring a proof in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Avamashal loy cholik. What is that person allowed to lend to you? He can lend you his coat, the talis, or else the zomim, his earrings, the tabas, or his rings. The echidomi, what's the case talking about? Eli Mishla Liris Ben, if you want to tell me Stan Mikabawa's rings, not to show off, just for your own private purpose, Yisrich Lameima. Does Mishnah have to say it like Shita? What's the argument in the world? Why shouldn't you be able to borrow a ring from him that has nothing to do with food? El Olav, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say like this? That Afilu Liros Behen, that our Mishnah means to say a Chiddush. If you want to borrow a ring from this Ruvain that you made a ned, you can't have any enjoyment from him that will bring you to eat, you're allowed to borrow his ring because the ring itself is not giving you the food. Aye, the ring makes you look rich and now they'll give you a good portion. That's only called the Groma, that's Mutta. Uketoni Mashila, the Mishnah says he's allowed to lend it to you. So you see, that's not called Bechlal the Neder. It's not called a direct enjoyment of food by borrowing his ring to look rich, so you get a good portion. So Gemara says, Lord, maybe there's no proof. L'yelam, really, I'll tell you the Mishnah means, Shle Liras, that the person, Mishnah Stam, telling you he's allowed to lend you his ring, not to show off with, just for you to enjoy it by yourself. So then the question is, what does Mishnah have to say for? L'chur's Pshita, that there's no enjoyment of food at all there. Of course you could borrow his ring just for you to enjoy it. So Mar says, maybe, the yadi the tani reisha lo yashilenu, tani saifa mashiloi. It could be since the reisha says the chedushim, that these type of kelim you can't borrow, so the Mishnah just says the opposite way, things that you are allowed to. But true, there's no chiddush like sheep you're allowed to borrow those things. So I call upon the Gemara lies by Sufik to Rav Papa's Shaila. Rav Papa's Shaila will not push it. Is it also or not, the Gemara lies by Sufik. In such a case, are you allowed to borrow from him his sus to go ride, to get to the fair, or to walk through his property, or else to bas lirasbo? That's a suffering in the Gemara. So the Mishnah. V'chol davar shein oisin boy oichol nefesh. But anything that you don't make food with it, like any type of utensil that you can't make food with, an air conditioner, is mokim shemaskirin kiyotze ben osa. So the Mishnah before said, if you made the Yisr Ned, you can't have enjoyment from Reuven, any type of enjoyment that will bring you to their food. So he said to borrow his air conditioner would be mutter, because an air conditioner doesn't bring you their food. But now the Mishnah is saying, explaining a little bit further. But let's say usually you have to pay money to rent an air conditioner. And the guy says, don't pay me money. So now you're saving yourself the $10 of rent. The $10 that you're saving yourself, you could go out now and buy yourself a gazunta lunch. So that's called you having enjoyment that could bring the day food, so that's awesome. All right, turn over. So Mor says, Mechlau, the Reisha in the first case, Afa Pi Shein Maskirin, even though they don't rent it out, still it's awesome. In other words, in a case where you say, I can't have any enjoyment from him at all, when you make Stam and Issa, Mudur Hanno Mechaveroi, you can't have any enjoyment from him at all, then you can't even rent from him, he can't even lend you kelim that does not give you oichel nefesh. So again, man tanim, we're just chazed over nachamol. Who's the tanim of our Mishnah? Om Ravada Barava, Reb Lezi. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezi, that else even vitur is lost of a mudra ano. Like when you say you can't have enjoyment from somebody else, any type of the smallest amount of enjoyment you meant to make usa. So therefore you can't borrow anything from him. Even though it's a type of utensil that people just lend out, they don't charge you. You want to borrow a chvais to your broom from your neighbor. He doesn't charge you money to borrow the broom. Still, you're not allowed to borrow it from him. Because Lamaisa, even though it's not worth money, but it's called you having some enjoyment from him. And that's Rav Lezer sheet that we had before in the Mishnah Gemara, that Rav Lezer says, when you're making this and neder, your makbid, you mean in your mind, not to have any slightest amount of enjoyment from your friend. So even to walk through his property is also awesome. And here also, just to borrow from him, kalim, that people do not charge any money, that's also awesome. Next Mishnah. Hamudr hano mechaveroi. If somebody makes an issa neder that you can't have any enjoyment from your friend, hamudr hano mechaveroi. You're not allowed to give your friend any enjoyment. Yeah. Or whichever way it is, or you can't have enjoyment from him. In such a case, still the Mishnah says that shoykulei ashikulei, the person that's usur to give Reuven, like a person made a neder, he can't have any enjoyment from Reuven. Still, Reuven is allowed to pay his machzor shekel for him. Halacha is giving him enjoyment. We'll see in the Gemara. Who adin a pareyas chayvay? If this person, the one that made a neder, owes somebody $100, this Reuven that he made a neder that Reuven he can't have any enjoyment from Reuven. Reuven is still allowed to go and pay up his chayv. Reuven can pay the person that he borrowed the money from. He can pay him up $100. That's mutter. Not called that Reuven is giving direct hanor to the person that made the neder. And the same thing, if the person that made the neder lost something, he lost his wallet, and now the person that he made a neder that he can't have any enjoyment from, that Reuven finds his wallet, Reuven is allowed to return his wallet to him. But in the place that usually they pay money for this, in a case where you find an aveda and I have to pay you money for it, so then if you don't pay me, it's called you're having enjoyment from me, like you're saving the pay. In such a case, we say, tipul hanol hegdish. What you have to do is that money that you would have had paid, you have to give the money to hegdish, so you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the person. Now, the Rambam says it means, emein machzor roitz lekabel aschar. Like, the best thing is, when this Reuven gives back to you what you lost, pay him the money. Like, if it's a mini gift to pay the guy $10 for returning your aveda, so in order that it should not be called that you're having enjoyment from Reuven, when Reuven returns to you the aveda, the best thing is to pay him. But what's going to be in the case that he does not want to accept the money? The Ran says, the main machzir, roitzel lekabel aschar, then yitnenu muder lehegdish. The one that made the nether should give this amount of money to hegdish. Shilu hoye moicheloi madiroi nimsum manoil. Because if Ustam be moichel and say, keep the money, I don't want to take your money, then it's called he's giving you enjoyment. Not only for returning the Aveda, but it costs $10. So he's giving you the $10, that's called enjoyment. So therefore these $10 you have to like give to Hegdish. So Mara says, why is it mutter? You made a ned that you can't have any enjoyment from Reuven. So how come Reuven is allowed to pay your machzor shekel? Or how come Reuven is allowed to pay up your chayv? Alma, what do we see from our Mishnah? That Avruche Aribi Almu. It's like you're sending away the lion. That's all. Because a lion is coming to attack you. So if you just go and take away the lion, it's not called you gave the person direct hanor. It's called an indirect hanor. Vishori, that's mutter. So the Ran says like this. We're talking about the first two cases of the Mishnah. If this Reuven now wants to pay your machzor shekel, or else he wants to pay your chayv that you own, that's mutter. Because this Reuven is not giving you any direct money. He's paying the machzor shekel for you. So he's just taking away your chayv to pay the machzor shekel. Or he's paying up the $100 you borrowed from Shimon. So Reuven is not giving you directly money, but he's giving this $100 back to Shimon. So that's called avruchei ari. You're just like sending away the lion. It's called indirect hanor. Elo the Ran says it's just like shemasala kamal v'miyolov. You're taking away the milba from the person. Because anyway, the person has a chelik in the kabbonis seber. Gemara says, "Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that says such a svara that is called avruchei ari? When I save you from money, it's not called I give you directly." So Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi."